Hey, greetings, everybody. It is Brother Tupos. I want to bring you a teaching today. My title is Resist the Devil Means Resisting the Culture. Resist the Devil Means Resisting the Culture. Yeah, I'm going to be using James 4:7. We'll get to that in a minute. So the fact is, we all know this, that in this faith walk, we have many trials, we have many tribulations. Jesus said, Peter warns us about one of our greatest pitfalls we're going to encounter. 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour. So Satan is a real enemy. And the Word of God tells us plainly that we are to resist him. On to our main verse, James 4:7. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Now, the verse I just read to you in Peter, the very next verse, 1 Peter 5:9, says, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. So, what we have to ponder is, there's many ways that we can go about resisting the devil. We can kill our flesh. We can be fleeing temptations. We must walk in the Spirit. We're studying the Word. We're being held accountable by other godly saints. All of those things, etc., etc. But for this audio, I want to focus on a thought, an aspect of resisting Satan that very few people ever teach on. And it's very common, and it's one of his best tactics. Well, first of all, let's talk about this. We know that Satan desires to destroy us, God's creation. We're made in the image of God, right? Satan hates the Father. He hates us. And so he wants to destroy us. So we know he can possess unbelievers and control them and throw them into the fire, things like they throw themselves into fire and cut themselves, so he can do that to them. We know he can influence, not possess, he can influence believers, tempt them into sin and such, to control their mind and try to influence their ways. And we know that he has set up himself to rule nations and rule men, and he tries to entrap and ensnare mankind. 2 Timothy 2:26, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. So he's out there setting all these snares for us. What kind of snares does Satan set for God's creation, mankind? Well, we'll talk about that. What we see is, you hear stories all the time, and I know it's true, people are selling their souls for money and fame. They're trading it. We see people trading God's truth for the pleasures and the subtleties and the seduction of the culture, carnal flesh. Yeah, it happens all the time. And here's what Satan does. Ready? He loves to buy you off. He loves to buy people off. How do I know this? Well, he tried it with our master. You know he'll try it with you and I. Matthew 4:6-7. And Satan said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear up thee, lest any time they dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, it is written, again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. So Satan comes using God's word to tempt Jesus. And so we have to be very careful. He's going to come and do the same thing to us. He's going to twist God's word and lie about it. He did that with Eve in the garden. Genesis 3:5-4. The serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God does know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. He twisted God's word. He perverted it. Satan is a spiritual pervert. He perverts the word of God. He's a master deceiver is what he is. Very good at what he does. Most people don't even believe he exists. That's how good he is at his deception. So today for this teaching, I want to tie together an area that Satan excels at, but most people don't see it, don't recognize it. They actually go along with him perfectly. They love it. They never battle him over it. Ready? The fallen culture around you. This is the very best tool, one of them, that Satan has against God's creation, mankind. He's created an environment all around us that titillates, deceives our flesh, and most people are not even aware of it. He has a fallen culture all around us, and it includes the churchianity system, 40,000 different denominational flavors, and all the other false religions, and it all falls right into his carnal kingdom. Yes, this world is his kingdom. I'll prove that. I'll give you some scripture verses about that. Let me just say this. We were just at a men's conference, so-called Christian men's conference. They're using all types of carnal, fleshly ways. They use tanks, crushing cars, MMA boxing, bull riding, men swallowing swords and flames, and all these foolish things. Massive deception in the flesh and the world's ways. Football, sports, gluttonous food eating competitions, all in the so-called name of God to win people. They say, oh, 500 people decided for Jesus at this worldly carnal conference. This is how Satan has them deceived. They're using his culture to make false converts. Yeah, this is what's happening. So-called saints are claiming to be of God, yet they're of the culture. And this is an absolute lie from the pit of hell. Claiming that you can be of Christ and this fallen culture, that's like saying you're of two kingdoms. Let me give them to you. There are two kingdoms only. God's kingdom. John 18:36. Jesus answered, my kingdom's not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then my servants would fight. But now is my kingdom not from hence. This world is not Jesus' kingdom. His kingdom is in his people's hearts. One day it's coming in flaming fire and judgment when he brings the new Jerusalem. But for now, this kingdom, this world, is not the Father's kingdom. Satan's kingdom is this fallen world. I'm going to prove it to you. Apostle Paul, 2 Corinthians 4:4, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Satan's plot is to blind you, distract you, deceive you with all the fleshly fallen lust of the eyes and pride of the life ways around you so that you won't see and focus on the biblical gospel. And he uses churchianity, much of that, to deceive you. Yes, Satan is the God of this fallen world. And here you go, ready? He proves he owns it. How? Remember I told you he loves to buy people off? Check this out. Matthew 4, 8 and 9. With Jesus, the creator of the universe. And again the devil taketh up to exceeding high mountain, show him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And he said unto Jesus, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Did you catch that? Satan owns all the kingdoms of the world and was ready to give them to Christ if he would worship him. He was trying to bribe Jesus, who came in the flesh to seek and save the lost, to shed his blood, die, and to rise again. Satan, if he does it with Jesus, what do you think he's going to do with a mere man or woman? He's going to do it to us and try to deceive us. You can go all the way back to Noah's day, go back to the Tower of Babel. Satan has created all the sinful culture around us. The fall of man, all the sin, all the violence, all the hatred, all the false religion, Baal worship, on and on and on. Sex and sin and perversion and corruption and greed. This is all of Satan and man, not of the Father. And we always preach it in the streets. It's sports, it's politics, it's education of man, colleges and public school. It's entertainment, it's fashion and pride and vanity. It's all these adulterous, idolatrous hobbies, weightlifting, working out, wasting your time that God gave you when we're supposed to redeem it. None of this is of our Heavenly Father, but it's of the father of this world, Satan. Jesus said he's the father of lies. The world is full of lies. James 4:4, we quote this all the time. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore be a friend of the world is an enemy of God. That word friend means if you're fond of. Are you fond of football? Are you fond of politics? Are you fond of fashion, pride, and vanity? You're an enemy of God. You need to go ponder that. You're not resisting the devil. You're going right along with him. 1 John 2:15-17. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, talking about Satan's fallen world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but it's of the world. Again, two different worlds. The world God created, the bird, the trees, man, the water, that's beautiful and it's good. The world Satan created, the fallen culture, is sinful and bad. Verse 17, and the world passeth away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. It's the incorruptible versus the corruptible, temporal versus the eternal. Which one are you living for? This culture is set for the wrath, but those things that are eternal are going to go on and on and on, and you should be sowing into them that you reap eternal life to come. God's true people, hear me here. God's true people never are of the fallen world. They don't live like it. They don't partake of it. They live holy. They live separate. They live set apart. They're different. Just like Israel was always different than the pagans around them. You saint in America or Canada or wherever you are, Australia, Europe, South America, every one of you should be living separate than the culture around you. Paul says this, Romans 12:2. And be not conformed to this world, that's the fallen world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove that which is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. It is not acceptable for God's people to live like the world. Whether you talk like it, dress like it, act like it, entertain like it, seek the things of it, it's not acceptable to God. It's not his will. It's called sin, worldliness, and carnality. And the truth is, the churchianity systems, the Sunday ritual systems, most of them do it on Sunday, they live just like the world. They go to the ritual systems for an hour and a half. They dress like the world. They entertain like the world. They go back into the world. They pursue the things of the world. They're not seeking the eternal things of holiness and righteousness. They love the carnal, temporal ways of the world, proving they're not of God. They're going to be the Matthew 7 people. Away from me, I never knew you, you workers of iniquity. Satan, the father of lies, has this secular culture all set up for those that just want the secular culture. And then he's got churchianity all set up for people that want to mix a little bit of false gospel and false Jesus in. He's got everybody covered. So I want you to ponder this thought. The devil, Satan, invented and owns the fallen world's cultures around us. He infected the world with his sin. It's called the fall. We're commanded to resist the devil. The Bible commands that, to glorify God and not be in union with him. Here's a fact. To live for God, to be in spirit and truth, a huge part of that is resisting the devil. Resisting this culture means you're resisting the devil. It's his culture. Resist the devil. You got to resist the culture. If you go along with the culture, you're going along with Satan. You're going along with the fallen world. If you go along with the Father, you live not like the world, in it, not of it. Most people in the world, even so-called saints, they love the things of the world. They mock us when we tell them, you repent, come out of the world. They call us legalists. They call us works-based, but it's not true. It's the fruit that you're born of God. The Spirit of God calls you out of the world. I'm going to read some verses to you that show God's people are not of the world. If you're of the world, Satan's fallen world, you're not God's people. And you're set for wrath, not eternal life to come. They love the world and they seek after it. How about you? Test yourself. Those people that attend churchianity then go into the world to act like it, live like it, dress like it, talk like it, entertain like it, spend their time like it, they're falling right into Satan's plan for them. They're not resisting the devil at all. They're not obeying scripture. They're going along with him fully. And here's what I offer to you. See how cunning Satan is? The Bible says he's cunning in Genesis. Cunning means clever, smart, full of trickery. The culture, ready for this? The culture has made Satan out to be an ugly red guy with horns and fire and a pitchfork. The Bible says he's an angel of light and was a beautiful being. You see how this works? Most people will not follow an evil, fiery, ugly Satan character. I mean, other than people that are demented and want to be Satan worshipers, most people are not going to follow that type of wicked character to their demise. But guess what they will follow? The NFL that's violent, carnal, wicked, and pagan, MMA fighting, Hollywood, vile movies and video games, corrupt politics, pride and vanity in their dress and their fashion. You get what I'm saying. This is all created by Satan. It looks good and alluring. The fruit looked good to Eve. It was sinful for her to partake of it. Think about Satan's culture here and what I'm talking about. To obey the Bible is to resist the devil. To resist the devil means we resist his culture around us. We don't live like it. We come out of it. Yes, we must work in it. Yes, we must preach in it. Yeah, we got to eat. We got to sleep here. We do what we have to do to get by, but we're sojourners. We're pilgrims. We are not partaking of it joyfully, longing for it, lusting for it, sinning in it. We're commanded to not be of it. There's things we can do, this is good news, to resist Satan and the culture. Of course, you got to be born again by the biblical gospel, the shed blood of Jesus, his resurrection, repentance to him, seeking the kingdom, new life by his spirit, walking in holiness and obedience and enduring. You got to be born of the gospel, and we got to walk in the spirit. But James 4:7 tells us, the second part of that verse, submit yourselves therefore to God. Submit yourselves to God fully. Be meek, be humble, be lowly. Guess what? Satan's not going to get at you. Why? Because you're going to walk in the word. You're going to walk in the spirit. You're going to walk in God's ways. You're going to put on God's armor, Ephesians 6. You're going to have protection. Draw near to God. He draws near to you. That's what James says. Hebrews says, God's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So what are you seeking? Holiness, righteousness, goodness, truth, all fruits of the Spirit? Or are you seeking the things of the world that titillate your flesh and are carnal and are temporal, and Christ is coming to judge? You know, Christ is coming to judge your church systems and destroy them. He's coming to destroy politics. He's coming to destroy man's sports, football, hockey, basketball. He's coming to destroy all of your fashion, pride, and vanity. Why would you labor for it if you're claiming his name? Labor for that which is eternal. Be meek, be humble, be lowly. Come out of this world and look for his kingdom to come. That's what you should be doing. So scripture is very clear. The saints of God are not of Satan's fallen world. We must resist his world. Jesus said this, John 17:14-18. I've given them the word, and the world, I've given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. There's a test for you. Are you of the world? I pray not that thou should take them out of the world, but that thou should keep them from evil. They are not of the world. Second time he says it. Even as I am not of the world. Our master's not of the world. If you're following him, you're not of the world. If you're following the world, the fallen, sinful world, you know who your master is? Satan. Go think about that one. Verse 17, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And thou hast sent me into this world, even so I have also sent them into the world. You see, we go into the world to preach and to live for his glory, to be salt and light. We don't live like the world. We want to be light, showing people the way out of the darkness of Satan's world. We're in it, but we are not of it. We are Christ's. Let me help you with some verses that helped me and my wife, Sister Amen, when we were new believers. You want to know what you should be of and what you should not be of? This is what you should be of. Philippians 4, 8 and 9. Philippians 4, verses 8 and 9. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things, those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. That is none of those things that are of Satan's kingdom. He's the opposite. This is light, he's of darkness. This is righteousness, he's of sin. This is spirit, he's of flesh. Use Philippians 4, 8, and 9 as a good test. And learn how to spiritually discern all things. So one of the biggest issues that we get attacked for when we preach is this very thing I'm teaching you about, calling people out of the fallen world and to live for Christ and his kingdom to come. It's all over Scripture. God's people are not of the fallen world. They're looking for their city yet to come. I love that verse in Hebrews. We're waiting for a city yet to come. We don't have a city. We're waiting for our eternal city. If you feel comfortable in this world, if you're all settled in, if you want to be here and never leave, I promise you, you are not of God. You're of Satan's fallen world. You've gotten comfortable, and Christ is coming to judge you and burn up all his enemies. We want you to repent, come out of the world, and be looking for Christ and his kingdom to come. So in love, I just want to warn you, if you're not resisting the devil, you are in great danger. And to resist the devil means you resist this fallen culture around you. You don't live like it. You don't partake of it. 2 Corinthians 6, 17 and 18. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Come out of the world, folks. Come out of churchianity that is the world. Come out of all of this if you're claiming to be a saint. Resist Satan, the father of lies. Resist his invention that is made to ensnare you, this culture, sports, politics, churchianity, movies, entertainment, pride, vanity, fashion, wasting your time, wasting your money, pursuing things that are not eternal. This is all Satan's plan and snare to distract you. To resist Satan means you must resist this fallen culture and walk in holiness, righteousness, seeking spirit and truth. Don'tperish.com is all about that. We expose the false ways. We lift up Christ's ways. Christ says, lift me up and I'll call all men unto myself. That's what we're striving to do. Lift up the gospel, calling people out of the world, out of churchianity, calling them to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Love you all. Hope that blessed you. Let me know I can help you. Check out the Ecclesia page where we add to every day. Check out the edification page. Thousands of resources on our website to help you. Come out of the world. Come out of Satan's kingdom. Enter the kingdom of God in your heart and in your mind by the gospel and look for Christ's coming when he takes everything back and burns up Satan and sends him. Burns up what Satan has created and sends Satan and his workers and everyone else who's not of God into the lake of fire. Love you all. Till next time, may God be praised.